Welcome to Xeno Attribute, a Primary Attribute Industries subsidiary, by which I mean spin-off. My name is Wit, and I will be the game master for this story, using Mothership by Tuesday Night Games. I use he-him pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Paul in this podcast. We both use he-him pronouns. Paul is currently in his walker and scooting down to go help some people.
Hey, my name's Ian. I use they-them pronouns, and I play Dr. Lachlan Ray, who uses he-him pronouns. And, Dr. Ray is trying desperately to figure out how to best look good while trying to save all these people in this base.
My name is Kells. I use mostly he, him pronouns. I play as Oz, our lead security associate, who mostly uses he, him, but different mostly. And Oz is standing next to Dr. Ray and looking at what's the best way into this situation and trying to map a route that'll hopefully get them to help the most people.
Hello, this is Moss. I use they, them pronouns. I play Demir, who uses any pronouns. Demir is very focused on getting to this place, whereas I'm very focused on wishing that I thought of a clever thing that I was focused on doing.
No. Oh. Kells, would you like to do the recap from last time?
Sure. So, last time, when we reached a break in the reactor conversion, Dr. Ray, Oz, Demir, and Paul went on a field trip to the nearby abandoned alien structures, leaving Specialist Candy and Mining Chief Cody to keep an eye on the reactor. Before leaving, we noticed that the barnacle creatures we fought before were clustering around a vent output pipe, presumably for warmth, as the planetoid continues to cool as it breaks further and further from its orbit. We traveled to the alien ruins and saw some murals and crystal pillars. When we touched the crystal pillars, we need to make sanity saves and had a vision of flying suitless through space as kind of a disembodied mind. The murals included a motif of something akin to a salmon-like life cycle with fish creatures that grow up and then return to the place that they grew up to spawn and die. And another mural including Lise, the psychic aliens that humans have had very limited contact with, visiting the planetoid, starting to exploit its natural resources, and then building the temple and leaving for some reason, as well as three Lise, a young one, an old one, and a frilly one, having some kind of argument or debate. After checking all that out, we got an emergency call from the mining installation back where we'd landed on this planetoid. The barnacle things have been coming into the facility. They're clogging the vents, seeking heat. They've ruined the air processors. Dr. Dowra had about 7 people with her in the mid bay, but most of the personnel is unaccounted for. So we turned around and hauled ass back to the mining installation. Oz and Ray were the first on the scene, and Paul and Demir are coming up behind them. Paul has the walker mech thingy, and that's where we are, is right outside of the installation.
Yeah. All right. So, the two of you who are there, is there anything you want to do real quick before the others arrive?
Oz puts a bucket over a doorway.
How much of the facility is visible, like, from where we're standing? Can we see everything? Do we need to send someone out to look
you can
around
see the
elsewhere?
Whole thing. You can see the whole thing, pretty much. I mean, it's a big building, and it's kind of like it's, you know, like pop-up domes that are connected by like tunnel walkways.
And they said they were getting in the air processing unit, and yeah. Also getting inside.
Yes, it seems that's they got in through the air processing. They kind of ripped their way in and then used the air vents to.
Yeah, I'll get you every time.
They're not hanging out. They're not clustering mostly on the air processing unit or anything.
There's some, but no, mostly they're inside.
All right. How many buildings are there? Or how many domes?
Like 10, 8, 10. And some of them are like half connected. It depends on how you count it. Like they're, you know, sort of lumpy conjoined ones.
Sure.
It's a sizable place. It's enough where 50 people can live and work for several days between trips back to the station.
Yeah. Should we split up?
I don't think we should split up right now, no. I'm trying to decide whether we should start at the peripheral buildings and kind of make our way towards the main core, or the opposite.
Well, would you rather be surrounded, or be able to do a clean sweep in one direction?
I don't follow.
we go in at the center, mm-hmm. then if they are coming in from the outside, it's going to be all around us. Whereas if we start at one end, we can at least...
That makes sense. I was going to say, if we start at the center, if something happens, we have the chance of saving the most people, even if we have to stop right after that.
Mm.
There's a main airlock, mm-hmm. and there's a few emergency hatches. Okay. But the main airlock is the best way in.
Okay. And that goes into the main building?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. The kind of the sort of central one that mess hall is, and the administrative offices, and the storage lockers for external exploration.
Sure.
And that kind of thing.
Cool.
Kind of the operations building, I would call it.
Well, let's start there then and go from there to the other buildings. Are any of our other NPCs on the planetoid with us? Babu or nobody? Okay.
No. They're all still on the ship.
Rats. Like Candy's really over with the reactor. Yeah. Memory serves.
And yes, Candy is. Candy and Cody are with the reactor. We know Dr. Dower is here. Yeah. But yeah, I was wondering if any of our crewmates.
No, the rest of your ship crew is on board the ship. They're very close by. They could.
That's fine.
You could send call them and ask them for anything. If you need to, they could blast the place from orbit with.
Well, let's not jump to that quite
yet. I'm just throwing it out there.
All okay. right, central airlock.
Central airlock.
We go. Okay.
You get to the central airlock. I'll say that while you were debating all that, the others have caught up.
Okay.
So all of you are together now.
Oh, great.
So yes, the airlock is kind of picture like a fancy hotel revolving door. But it's just a single chamber. So it can hold about maybe six people in there, and then it rotates and seals and then pressurizes or depressurizes and then rotates the rest of the way.
Am I correct in thinking that the walker cannot fit in this airlock?
The walker can absolutely not fit in there.
Aww. Your security blanket.
Is it too tall?
It's too everything.
It's actually just claustrophobic, which is a really poor choice in a mining walker.
You also know, like, the airlock is also even bigger than the hallways inside. So,
okay.
So the walker would absolutely there, not fit inside.
Unless Sorry, you can Paul. Find a way to turn it into like a monkey ball or something. Anyway.
Stay in the suit.
Yeah. All
right, into the airlock.
Well, here's the problem with that.
God damn it.
there is already someone in the airlock, or half in the airlock.
I don't like that.
Half no. of someone and half in the airlock?
They were on the inside trying to get into the airlock. They didn't make it before the barnacles caught them.
Ah, shit.
And they are now halfway in the airlock door, which means it can't turn and cycle.
Okay.
Insert Sarah McLachlan song.
Is that a safety feature we could override?
Well, I mean, can we yank the person free?
And a half.
Yeah, can I just you fucking pull that person all the way through?
Well, I guess.
No, they're on the inside, so.
I guess that's an important question. Do they look still alive, or are they covered in barnacles?
They are covered in barnacles and do not seem to still be alive.
Do we have a flamethrower?
You can't reach them. They're through the...
So there's a barrier between us. We're looking in. Correct. And we can see on the other door.
Yes.
There's somebody they were
trying
wedged
to,
in there.
They were trying to come your direction from inside.
That's not great.
So emergency airlock then.
Yeah.
There's one right here.
Okay.
It's the one in case the main one doesn't cycle, like in this circumstance.
Sure.
There's others nearby that basically you could get into any of the other buildings either too, but
okay.
Those only one person can go through at a time.
Hmm. Well, we could send somebody through to try to yank that person free and let the rest of us in, but I feel like that's a very dangerous situation to send that one person into.
I mean, I could go. It's not
that's
like
true.
I mean,
you're
like,
not delicious to them.
Has attacked me, but I'm also like I can operate on slightly less body than the rest of you fuckers.
I suppose that's true.
That seems like a good idea to me.
Yeah, I like that plan. So, do you, Demir? Do you want to just go through this emergency one that's right here?
Yeah, let's do it. And I start playing the Mission Impossible theme song in the back of my head.
Okay.
your mind gets a copyright strike.
They can try.
You climb in. It's kind of like a, it's basically like a really tiny closet with two doors, one on each side, and climb in, and everything clicks, hisses, seals, and the air changes, and you're inside.
Oh, great.
It's dark. The power has failed or been turned off. There are emergency lights, but they are suitably atmospherically low power and distant from each other, leaving lots of dark spaces.
Sure. I assume they're also flickering.
Are they amber? Are they green?
It's flickering. I think they're okay. They're green. Yeah, they're in the
green. Damn.
Oh, wait. Let's see. It's blue outside. What would be a good counter to blue?
Orange.
Yeah, amber's pretty good.
I was pulling for red.
Yeah, amber. Amber, orange would be, yeah.
Well, if stuff on the planet is blue, then orange is just going to not reflect off of it and make it look black. I know this from Encyclopedia Brown.
Hell yeah. How much of the natural light actually gets inside?
A little bit.
Okay.
But if you're not worried about illuminating surfaces which are themselves blue, then amber's great.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. Yeah, we'll do amber. We'll say it's amber. Cool. For the emergency lighting. Yeah, and you see the fellow is stuck partway in the doorway. Definitely dead. Covered in barnacles. Mostly small, the tiny barnacles, not the basketball or beach ball sized ones.
Okay.
Thank God for small favors.
I want to see, because I, okay, let me take you in behind the bit. Sure. I am concerned that I'm going to move this guy and that the barnacles react to the motion.
That could happen.
And we'll just start fucking leaping at me.
Not unreasonable.
This guy's probably at least getting around room temperature at this point. So I'm trying to look at, I want to say I've got the exploration set up to see if I've got a flare gun. Is anyone else up and down this hallway? I just want to like set like a small fire out of the fucking way, just so they have a place that they want to go to that isn't on me.
I like that plan.
I wonder how oxygen rich this environment is.
It is. I will actually tell you that information because you should read the readout on the airlock when you were going through. There are holes in the there's an air leak in the base. So it is losing pressure and it is becoming more neutral to the outside.
But the outside is breathable air.
It's close. You need a rebreather for it. In here it's gonna be a little touch and go, because there is still air being pumped in, despite some of it leaking out.
But I think for your purposes of set a small fire briefly to distract the barnacles.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Super effective, yeah.
I was more thinking oxygen concentration, and it sounds like that's also dropped. We're not dealing with a space station where it's just like, if anything's on fire, you're fucked.
even that's not really fully true.
Well, it can be much worse.
It can be much worse. Also, there's the fact that there's oxygen lines running everywhere in the space station.
Mm. Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
And even if, as long as there's no chance of a huge explosion, and even if the flare goes out immediately, it will still have ramped the environmental temperature up in that specific area that hopefully I won't just get immediately fucking barnacled.
Yeah.
Once I yank parts of this dude away.
Oh, I know what there are. There's a rack of coveralls that you could shoot the flare into.
How delightfully flammable.
Hell yes. Okay, cool.
Right by the airlock, where people have, changed out of their stuff to put on suits for the outside.
Perfect. Then that's exactly my plan. First I shoot the coveralls.
Okay.
With my flare gun.
First blood.
You shoot the coveralls with the flare.
Yes. In the library.
No need for a roll there. Nothing like that. Yeah, easy peasy. You shoot them, they go up. I will do a reaction roll, though.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what those fuckers do. Because if they just, bolt, that's great.
Well, or you've got a shotgun on you, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I also have a... I'm waiting for the
liquefy those bitches.
Hey there.
They do start to give up on their current perch on the fellow and start making their way over to the fire. It's a slow process. It's also not like instantaneous. Like they don't all just pop up and start walking over.
Yeah.
I'm imagining if they were.
Is a little surreal, though. You do have visions of like Alice in Wonderland and the walrus
the
and
the
carpenter and the what is it, the mollusks that are dancing in line.
It seems such a shame that we've brought them all this way.
But yeah, they do start making their way to the fire. The suits don't exactly just like burst into flames and go up. It's more like a smoldering.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I wanted a smoldering. Yes.
Yeah.
It's sustainable.
Yes, it's more sustainable. It also means though that they don't like immolate themselves.
I mean, whatever. Like, all they want is a little warmth. I understand we don't want them to like. I don't need to kill them if they're not actively coming after me. Whatever.
We need to kill them eventually, but we'll deal with that later.
I'll let you make those personnel decisions.
I was going to say, I've gotten my gun out already.
My intention is not to reach a peace with the barnacles, just so we all know.
They're animals. We just got to get them outside. Anyway, I'm not going to have an argument about it. I don't care. But also, I'm probably not going to actively try to like go out of my way to murder barnacles.
Sure.
Just put a cup over them, slide a piece of paper under, and take them outside.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Will you open the door now?
Because I sure hope that nothing kills me for the crime of being small. Okay. So then I do just sort of carefully yank this dude out of the airlock. I'm going to put it to the other side of the airlock than the side that the barnacles are on, just because I'm like, well, let's like preserve dignity. If these things get away from this body and this body is more preserved, then that might be better for
So here's the thing
family.
About that. Dignity is already kind of gone.
I'm assuming a face eaten situation.
Well, it's not so much that it's been eaten. It's been first drained.
Drained. I don't like that.
Like, you know, sucked dry.
Of blood?
All fluids.
Lymph.
Yeah.
Humors.
Yeah. All the humors are gone.
Black and yellow bile, the phlegm, all the stuff.
Oh, not the phlegm.
Especially
I was gonna use
the phlegm. Now
so
on.
It's very mummy like. Very like
desiccated.
Desiccated, exactly. Mm.
Okay.
But then there's the fact that the you saw earlier that the barnacles that were on some of the plants were like calcifying the plants. Well, he's been calcified too. So he's kind of like his skin is like mummified and then turned to bone, but still looks like skinnish.
Wowzers.
That's so cool. In that case, then I'm not going to fucking bother. Does this person have any ID identification on, like, I'm just yanking this person out of the airlock. If I see it, I'll snag it just for
You see, he was a minor.
Okay. I'll take the identification. And then I'll just like open the airlock, like whatever.
Okay.
See if he has any key cards. I see the ID would be the key card, but
that
would
I'm going to loot the fucking body. Does he have a dollar?
Well, hang on.
So frankly, they have some key cards here. This miner doesn't have one, but they're more to the like secured areas.
They're more of a second act for all. I get you.
They don't generally have a lot of key cards because there's nobody out here who shouldn't be out here.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a mining facility on a
planet.
Who's
going to land here and be like, I'm not supposed to be here?
Yeah.
Like, I figured. I just played enough Space Station games to be like, you will always be cut off from a sector by a fucking key card.
That could very well happen, not here on the planetoid, but on the space station. But again, even there, it's like the bridge is key carded and like the security office and
server room
and the drug storage, but like that's it.
Okay, we can
love when the architecture role engineers for the space also watch the same horror movies that you watched.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we have a calcified guy in the airlock now, you were saying?
I think they pulled him out of the airlock. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming we started crumbling immediately. Very gross.
Hooray.
Is that all pile in?
We all pile in.
Go inside.
Okay. Yeah, reluctantly.
How you doing, Paul?
You good, Paul?
Yeah, not super excited about. Not good, but you know, we're going.
Nobody's perky about this.
I've decided I'm going to be so perky about this.
I was gonna say.
Okay, I say that, and you're just like, mission accepted.
You pile into the airlock. It rotates to seal shut.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lock and a pop and hiss and air blasts in and the pressure is equalizing.
Cool. I suddenly position myself to make sure someone else is dreaming in the barnacle.
Yeah, like while I'm watching the airlock do the airlock stuff, I definitely am like keeping an eye out for additional barnacles. That's I don't need like idea. A wave of barnacles to come down through like the Shining.
I was gonna say, remember to look up.
Well, picturing.
Yeah, see here, yep, fun thing. So you start hearing inside the air vents like a clunk, 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 clunk.
Are these the air vents that go into the airlock to pressurize?
They sure do.
Oh no.
Oh boy.
And then suddenly
I'm pointing my gun at the vent.
Yeah.
Pelted with
TPK.
Dozens of barnacles. Just blasting out of the air vent right at you. Make speed checks, and those of you who are just said that you were pointing guns at the vents. Shit. There's advantage. Yeah, roll with advantage.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So roll twice and take the better.
Do I add anything to this? Athletics, firearms, military training?
No. It's okay. It's a speed check. You're trying to get under. Oh, yeah. Hang on.
Geology.
Definitely not geology.
I don't even have geology. I just think it's funny.
chess mastery, knowledge of collectible baseball cards.
Hyperspace.
Does
your patch help in any way?
Yeah.
I would actually say you could add 0G. Because you're used to airlock cycling and like how the whole mechanism works and that.
Okay.
Or, I would say you could add 0G.
Hell yeah.
Let's use that as a funky one.
Okay. Right.
So it's speed, rolling at advantage, and I can add 0G.
Yes.
Well, I got a 54 and a 72, and my speed's 32. So
I failed. Can I add that I have the ID information for this dead body?
I rolled a 72 and a 27, so one of those is a success.
What's Great it job. Like succeeding?
It's nice. You should try it.
And Adam?
Well, I feel like I did very well. I rolled 9.
That's very well.
Wowzers.
Yeah.
So Dr. Ray was the only one who failed?
Just like last time.
All right. Dr. Ray, you freeze up.
Well, what else is
there? And I need you to make a fear save.
Yeah, hey, shut the fuck up.
Now, I'm not technically there. So
yeah,
I
you are.
Yeah.
I'm on the other side of the... Okay.
No. So what I'm picturing here is we all get in the airlock. The airlock starts doing its thing.
Uh-huh.
And Dr. Ray, like, slides behind Oz with, like, a slide whistle noise and is too busy doing that to dodge the particles once they start pouring out.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. And when they make the movie,
I should get a slide whistle.
I failed in two different ways.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Well, I rolled at disadvantage. So
you failed and you failed.
I can't believe that Ian's gonna die first.
It's been an honor. Look forward to doing a different accent with a different character.
Goodbye, Dr. Ray. Though we never knew you at all. Anyway. It's been a long time since I've heard that song.
Gain a stress and you're stunned for one round.
Sure, this won't affect me negatively at all. Alright.
Dr. Ray, well known to be impervious to stress.
Alright, so I'm frozen and going to die.
Yes. Paul and Oz, what are your plans?
I mean, I feel like Oz would just be like, oh, there's things pouring through this thing. I'm just going to shoot my shotgun at it slash them.
Okay. Sounds great.
Mm-hmm. Well, Paul's looking for a way to shut the source off.
That's smarter.
Okay. Both those are great moves.
Cool.
There's a control panel inside with like emergency shutdown procedures. It's a little different than what you're used to, so you're going to have to fiddle with it for a sec. Kells, mm-hmm. you want to make your shoot and roll?
And I can add firearms to this, yes. Right?
Wahoo. Yes.
Okay. And that's plus combat?
Yes.
Great. Looking for less than a 64, if I've done my math right. And I did not get less than a 64. I got a 77.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
Ooh, a crit.
Oh, yep. Shit, yeah.
You shoot Dr. Ray in the spine.
Oh, a crit.
Bye.
Well, thanks for sacrificing yourself, Ian.
Oh. You said you did say a 77.
I did say a 77.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, I don't like it when you say wow like that.
Oh, this is good. Okay, so happens is you blast the vent.
Uh-huh.
This ruptures the mechanism that...
That does the thing.
Pushes the air in,
mm-hmm.
and you suddenly get an alert. Airlock cycle failed.
Please contact the system administrator.
And it's not... Normally, it would just cycle back the other way,
mm-hmm.
but it's not moving.
It's just stuck half-cycled?
It seems to be jammed, yes, half-cycled. Okay.
Is the exterior door closed behind us? It is, right? Because it started.
Yeah. It's not a door. There's not two doors.
It's a tube.
It's a rotating tube.
Oh.
So like there's the one entrance, and mm-hmm. it's open on the outside, and then it rotates around to the inside.
Interesting.
So now currently it's halfway rotated. So it's the exit is up against the wall.
So it's sealed
right now. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'm having a hard time picturing this in space, but the exit doesn't lead to an exit right now. It just leads into a wall.
Right.
Okay. Correct. Think like a rotating door at a fancy hotel.
Yes.
You know, the round.
Yes. Thing. Okay. Right. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So
just trying to figure instead out like, of usage of space with regard to like the rest of the building, but okay.
It's pretty efficient.
Okay. Sure. If you say so.
So like the door opening is there, the hole is there. But it doesn't lead anywhere right now against it.
It's a cylinder with about, mm-hmm. you know, probably 70 degrees cut off of it.
Yeah. So exactly. We're going to have to either find a way to get it running again or bust through the wall.
Bust through the glass.
With his knowledge in mechanical engineering and computers and whatever, what can Paul figure out here?
Especially since you're already working on it with trying to reverse the airflow. Mm-hmm. To shut out the barnacles. Yes, give me intelligence, intellect plus any of those that you just mentioned.
Only
one though. What's your high? Is did you say engineering?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, okay, I've got engineering.
Intellect
plus 15. Okay, mm-hmm. So that's my intellect total runs up to 26 right now. So. We're adding 15. That's
41.
Okay. That's hopeful.
It's not terrible.
It's hopeful.
Yeah.
Okay. 70.
Mm-mm.
No, this one's cocked. I'm re-rolling this.
Okay.
I know. Just clip that whole thing out. I don't want us to sound sus, but that die was right up against the wall.
It's all good.
Still 70. That is weird.
Wow.
Fate has fucking spoken.
Yeah.
I guess that's what it is. On a D100, these dice are suspicious, you guys.
Yeah, what are the odds?
1 in 100 about.
Pretty much.
Oh, good. Maybe Paul will die along with
it. Have barnacles gotten into your dice?
That's the problem.
They're kind of barnacly shaped.
There we go.
If anybody has a lead on, like, good... sharp edged that feel honest and accurate, like oversized dice, that would be great.
Only ones I've seen are like more soft and roundy and
yeah because they're big and made for children.
Yeah,
but yeah, I honestly do not trust these dice.
Fair enough. you understand the system and you're working on it. Unfortunately, the system wasn't made to interact well with shotgun pellets.
Imagine that.
So it's taking more time than you would have expected.
Okay, but we're going to brute force it.
You could brute force it. But it's a new round, so everyone make a speed check.
I'm still stunned, aren't I?
No, you can act this round.
Okay, did the barnacles not do anything?
The barnacles are being blown into the room. The barnacles are extremely disoriented because they just got blasted down a 100 meter tube and then hit you in the face.
Okay, this is not them intentionally coming in. This is the air turned on and whooshed them away from whatever they were doing.
So kicking the door help in any way?
We can find out.
Willing to try.
You could kick through the glass.
I rolled a 1 on my speed check. What does that do?
Holy shit. You act at the beginning of time.
Yeah. You're super fast.
I fail by 3.
Okay. So you'll go after the barnacles.
I fail by more than that.
Okay. You'll go after the barnacles.
8.
Moss, how'd you do? You should roll 2.
Oh, okay. I didn't actually know.
I mean, because you're there. So, like, you can do stuff, too, to help.
Demir's just there to make me fail my fear check.
I'm just, like, watching. I'm, like, streaming to YouTube.
You're just standing perfectly still and stare.
Fascinating. Okay, I got an 11. My speed is 36.
So that's before the critters.
So we got Paul. Great. Paul, Demir, critters. Ray, Oz.
Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You go at the same time.
Ah, fair enough.
It breaks down the critters into
lumps rather than
Right, exactly. It's not one at a time. So yeah. So Paul and Demir.
I'm going to kick the door and hope that it helps.
I don't.
I'm on the other side.
Door does not work that way.
It's glass. It's you know, heavy duty space glass, but it is glass.
Okay, I'm going to shoot at the door.
Okay.
Should check your firing line, my dude.
Oh, watch out, I guess. I don't know. I have a combat shotgun. Let's try that.
Okay. That's good. That's the best one to have for this purpose, because it beeps when you're pointing at friends.
Yeah, well, that's handy.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pointing at the door, which isn't my friends.
Well, but they're on the other side of it, and it's glass, so they can tell when they're...
I wonder how much ricochet the combat shotgun accounts for.
Yeah, no, watch out.
Blast the glass. Do it. Hmm? Make a combat plus firearms or military training.
Oh, shit. I actually have military training. That's fun. Okay, my combat isn't very good, so watch out.
10 plus whatever your combat is.
I got a 60.
Yeah, that's not great. Okay, so you blast the glass. Again, it is space glass. It is high tempered. It is meant for having vacuum on the other side of it and not chattering. So it, like, you scuff it badly and there's some cracks. But it's still holding.
You really hurt the resale value.
It's just like a ricochet experience in the hallway right now. And I'm just like, okay, I'm made out of high-tech plastic and metal. I don't give a fuck.
Well. It's actually not that bad. All of your space guns are meant to ricochet as little as possible.
So we're designed by cowards.
No, it was designed by people who understand how spaceships work.
Cowards, I say.
Cowards.
Highest risk option always.
Yeah. Okay, Paul.
Well, I guess I'm going to keep working at that beep boop panel.
Okay. Give me another check then.
56.
No progress, but nothing worse.
He's going to start. Well, let me see if this is like built into his character first before I get into anything. So, he's working on a panel.
Mhm. The control panel to try to turn the door.
So he's got engineering, heavy machinery, computers, mechanical repair.
Yeah. Engineering is still the better of all those.
Yep. All he's going to know how to do is keep trying to cross wires and...
I'm going to say you could go to wherever that airflow sensor is and see if you can just wire past it.
Mm.
Fix it on the hardware side at the vent end.
airflow sensor. Where's the airflow sensor?
Presumably on the vent all the barnacles are coming out of. Basically because it said, you know, airlock cycle failed because...
It's what Oz shot. It basically shot the sensor.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm wondering if you can take whatever wires at least were going to the sensor and like bridge them and have it be like, oh, the sensor's there and it's happy again.
Yeah, I feel like he might know to do that to like pull maybe if it means getting through the wall or whatever that the thing's attached to and grabbing the leads that would run to the sensor.
I'll give you another shot then. Why don't you make a strength plus mechanical no strength plus engineering check?
Okay. So
just to like physically you know, rip some shit.
Yeah, we're in much better space here. His strength is 46, and we're going to add 15 to that.
Mm-hmm. 61.
And I just rolled an 11, so...
Hey, great job.
It's a crit.
Okay, so you you tear open the panel up by the air duct and just start pulling out wires and touching them to each other. And it's the most brute force... approach to engineering that has ever been attempted. You eventually, it's something clicks and the airflow turns off and the mechanism starts to cycle again. That said, it's now the barnacle's turn.
I was going to say, but first, which one of us is most delicious?
Yes.
What stat deals with deliciousness?
Is there like a grate or something over the air output vent so it's like...
Okay. The barnacles just like
these are blasted through it. Oh, they blasted through it. They broke it, or they are small enough to just slip through.
Little from column A, a little from column B.
Okay.
You also then would have shot whatever crate was remaining.
There is that. There is also that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also did blast the vent. You were wondering if you could like manually.
Well, I have a plan that involves the foam gun, and I'm trying to figure out how much of a pain in the ass that's going to be.
Oh, no, that would not be a pain in the ass. Great, you could definitely foam it up.
That's my plan, but that's not my turn yet.
No.
Yeah, I think a foam gun would only be a pain in the ass under very specific circumstances.
Joke acknowledged.
Thanks.
So everyone inside the airlock should make an armor check because the barnacles are attacking you.
The vac suits add something to that, right?
They do.
Right.
7? I want to say it's plus 7.
Standard battle dress add something different to that? Or?
It does. I believe battle dress is plus 10 or 15. It's a lot.
Okay, I will look that up.
Well, I don't think I make it. I rolled a 73. This die loves its 70. Let me just check and make sure that there aren't more than 170 on this.
I roll a 13. Under a modified armor score of 37.
It's not going to be enough. I rolled an 81. My base is 40. I don't think I'm getting another 41 points out of this outfit.
Nah, come on, argue with the GM. Yeah.
What you didn't know is that I'm also wearing an entire lobster suit under here. What's a lobster suit, you ask? Well,
it's in this one unofficial splat that I definitely didn't write on a forum while we were talking. Exactly.
Why did I say lobster? Is it the shelliest thing I could think of under short notice? Yes.
Well, it's the nickname that Tricont gave that kind of
suit. There you go. There you see, it's canon. It's in the... Yeah.
This is the future. Carcination happens to everything eventually. We're all just...
That's how it works. Man-made objects.
Mm-hmm. No, man-made objects turn into trains over time. That's a thing, too. Yeah. Nope. Sorry, bud.
No. Yeah.
Okay. Now I roll damage. Moss, how did you do? Yeah, you're outside.
Yes. Yeah.
You're not.
I was just like, I don't think I'm in the airlock. Unless I succeeded somehow.
We're kind of in one of those, like, you know that thing where sometimes they'll put you in a plexiglass room and then blow dollar bills in at you because it's
exactly.
It's that, but
yes,
barnacles.
It's exactly that.
Great.
Yes. It's exactly that. It's, yes.
I knew that was going to be a fun sentence when Kells opened with, you know how sometimes they'll, and then I just braced myself knowing that this was going to be an experience that I have absolutely never had.
Well, no, but you see it sometimes.
I've seen those, yeah.
Yeah. the money tornado machine.
My bank actually used to drive a truck onto my college campus to incite people to open an account with one of those types of things.
Oh, we live in hell.
Good Lord.
It was a weird choice.
Oh, man, they sell an inflatable version of that on Amazon.
There you go.
Anyway, neither here nor there. Yes. No. It is one of those circular boots, but bigger. 18 is the number. 18 damage.
We just take 18 points of damage?
You take 18 points of damage.
If I made my armor save, do I not take damage?
Correct.
Okay.
I don't like taking 18 points of damage, but I'll do it for you.
Paul, did you do okay? I don't...
No. Paul rolled something in the 70s again, so...
So yeah, 18 points of damage.
Disco music plays.
Also, those of you who rolled damage, or who took damage, make a body save for me. Don't worry about it.
I'm worried about it.
Let me hear your body roll.
Excuse me, neither of you are allowed to die. Who will I be in charge of after Demir dies?
13, feeling great.
Yeah, my number's too big.
Adam, what'd you get?
Too big. What has happened when number too big?
When the number is too big, your like your arm where it bit into you is just feeling really stiff. Like,
oh,
real stiff.
Oh, shit.
It's the bonification.
And like the skin is kind of like flaky, like tree bark-ish a little bit.
Wait, did I need bony to make a body roll too? Because that motherfucker didn't.
No,
okay, cool.
Also, this can't happen to you because you're plastic.
Ha! Get fucked. Sorry.
Moss Jeepers has just broken this system by playing a vanilla class.
Barbie would be invincible.
Honestly.
When in doubt, always play a robot because they're better in every way.
Life is plastic. It's fantastic.
There you go.
Thank you. Yes, I am Knuff.
So yeah, your arm is real stiff. If you have to do anything requiring two-handed fine manipulation, you'll be at disadvantage for a little bit until you can get medical aid.
Do the barnacles clamp on?
They do clamp on, but they're pretty easy to break off.
Gotcha.
It hurts to break them off because they've dug into you, but it's easier than like a tick or something where it stays embedded.
Well, I think out of immediate reaction, he's going to try brushing that off anyway.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It works great. You brush them off. They fall to the ground, skitter away, try to swing back.
Yeah.
But now it's Lachlan and Demir.
Well, we can get inside now, right? Or
Not quite. No, you are still. It is cycling, but it will not be cycled fully until next turn.
All right. How many horrible little barnacles are in here with me?
Dozens.
So enough I can't do much. How many are on my compatriots currently? Or did they both manage to knock them off?
They are managing to knock off all the ones that are clamping on. Everyone is still being swarmed. It takes them a moment to actually bite in, and they have to find like the right spot to bite past your suit or whatever.
All right, I'm going to probably fire at a few that aren't being actively knocked off by Paul and Oz, so I do not shoot Paul or Oz on accident.
Sure.
Basically, aim down at the ground, try to shoot some of them, and scoot so my back is towards where the opening is going to be, so I can step through it immediately.
Okay, sounds good. All right, make a combat shooting roll.
Okay, so military training plus combat. 78, and I got a 44, so that didn't happen.
Oof. Demir.
So, I think knowing that the airlock is now currently actually cycling, I'm probably not going to continue to try to destroy the door, knowing that at some point we would like to be on the other side of the door than the barnacles.
Correct.
And that requires that a door exists.
Yes,
that's a great point. I love the way you're thinking.
Instead, How's the smoldering coveralls on the other side of the corridor? Because when they come in,
they've smoldered out.
I'm going to shoot the flare gun again at the coveralls just to rekindle that little fire experience so that there is a an immediate heat source for any barnacles that like come through with my buds.
I'll tell you that that's going to be of limited effect, just because you all are, though a less good heat source than the fire, you're there, and also you've riled them up.
Yeah, we're more immediate. Okay.
Yeah.
Trying to think of if I can like ready something, or just because I'm like on.
I'll toss out some things if you want. There are controls on this side to try to lock off the vent in there to prevent more barnacles from coming in.
That would be great.
Fuck yeah! I'll try to. I'm actually just gonna jump right on that without hearing any of your additional.
Okay. I was also gonna say that you could be ready to close the airlock again after your friends get through to hopefully trap barnacles in the airlock.
Ooh. I'm glad you made me wait. Just like trying to figure out like the more immediate response. I think I'm just gonna to try to ready to close that airlock immediately after they come through, and then we can figure out like locking off the air shafts for like future folks. Now, incredibly, last time I leveled up, I went up to hacking. So that's a 15%, which is math. But I'm assuming that's probably intellect. So that's 31, 41, 46.
Yep.
Cool. Come on, don't fail me now. Nope, that's an 89.
Aw. Ooh, well.
I'm returning my entire computer to the store.
All right, new round then. I want to make a speed check. Did I have skips on?
Yeah, I didn't go after the barnacles. I meant to use my foam gun.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No worries.
Yeah. Yes, foam it up.
I'm foaming it up.
You're trying to get it all in the vents?
Yeah, what I want to do is just, like, put a foam lid on the vent, basically.
Great. That's...
Set of firearms?
It is a firearms. It could also be heavy machinery if you wanted to, but firearms
don't have that
probably
one,
better.
So firearms is preferred.
Yeah. It's also... It's also pretty easy.
Great.
Because it's a stationary target. So I'm even going to say you can roll with advantage.
Cool. So we're rolling with advantage. We're looking for, again, less than a 64. Here we go. And I got a 55 and a 90. So I am glad I had advantage there.
55?
55 under 64, yeah.
Hey, that's a crit.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to say... So good. It's working real great, and you actually manage to keep going and like kind of leaf blower blast a bunch of barnacles into the corner and then seal them up with the
cool.
So you got it. You did more than just seal the vent. You also got like half the ones in the airlock.
Nice.
At least temporarily locked up.
Yeah.
Okay. Now new turn.
I got a 37.
I failed.
Adam succeeded?
Yeah, I succeeded.
I got a 4.
Okay, great.
I tried to switch it up by going for the 2d10 in my output, and I still failed my fucking speed check. I got a 72.
Bummer. Okay, so Kells and Adam? Yeah.
Succeeding? Yes.
The door cycles all the way open now.
Oh, cool.
Well, so the door's all the way open, has the flow of these little buggers has stopped.
And half of them are locked
and
up.
And
so half of them are still skittering around in there.
Yeah.
Okay. The door is safely open and can be closed again?
Yes.
So it's conceivable that we just get on the other side of the door and close it.
I believe that's the plan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And... it'll probably work.
We won't know until we try.
I don't jinx it like that.
Nothing can stop you now.
Yeah, I don't believe you. Okay. So yes, that is the plan.
Okay.
To go fast and do that thing.
Okay.
Great.
So you just zoop to the other side of the door?
Yes.
Cool. I'm going to try to foam the remaining barnacles as I zoop.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In order to do that effectively, you're going to have to delay until Dr. Ray can hop out.
When is did Dr. Ray fail his role?
I failed.
Yeah.
So you should shove me one square.
So you can totally do that, but you'll need to wait.
Okay. I'll do that. I'll wait.
Okay. You can leave the room.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's great. I'll step out of the room. I'll turn my foam gun. I'll just like make expectant eyebrows at Dr. Ray and see what happens.
Okay.
I attempt to look like I'm bravely taking the rear guard and not just slow.
Dr. Ray, I need an armor check.
They don't arbitrarily decide to go for the thing that's further away. Let's see. A 44, which is a failure and a crit failure.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Fortunately, they also failed their attack roll.
Okay.
But so you critically failed. So
I did, it's true. Get cut in half by the door.
You fall into an open mouth.
I assume you're leaving the airlock.
That was
turn,
the
right?
plan. Yeah, that wasn't my turn yet.
On your turn, you start to turn and run.
Yep.
And you plant your foot in the in some of the still hardening foam.
Okay.
And your suit gets stuck.
Oh, great.
Okay. So, and now it's my turn. Oh, boy.
And now it is your turn. And Demir.
My arch nemesis getting my foot stuck. I'm just stuck on, like, the edge of it, right?
Yeah.
Will a hand welder cut through foam?
Oh, easy.
I take my hand welder out. I just cut off the chunk my boot is stuck in and basically just kind of hop, fall,
okay.
whatever I can manage out of the airlock so they can seal it.
Okay.
I figure speed is of the essence, so I can't carefully cut my boot out and then leave.
Probably not.
Yeah, that's super fair. Give me a roll. Dealer's choice of, or player's choice of speed, strength, or combat, frankly.
I will roll combat.
I could see an argument for any of those.
I roll combat, and can I convince you to let me use 0G or athletics here?
No.
Hmm.
This is just for the cutting part. It's not for like running away part.
Gotcha. 52 over 34.
Ooh. Okay. I'll leave the consequences up to you because I'm feeling player buy-in today.
Ooh.
You can either compromise your suit like heavily, like, like you take off a chunk of your boot.
Yeah.
Remain stuck and lose your balance and be like prone and stuck. Your foot is still stuck.
Right. But I will compromise my suit.
Okay.
I have a hazard suit by virtue of the gear I brought with me. So
okay.
I have something I can use if we need to go back outside.
Yeah. Okay. There's also suits here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a pain. It could be dangerous, but
yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, I compromised my suit. Mm-hmm. And
okay, suit's ruined.
I tried to get too close to the boot.
Yeah. Yeah, your toes are wiggling out. It's fine.
That was a custom job. Damn it.
You could just remove the toes.
Yeah, you remove half your boot and you pull yourself out and fall stumbling into the hallway. Yeah.
Seal the door, seal the door.
Demir and Oz.
I am now going to foam the rest of the barnacles to slow them down while hopefully Demir closes the door.
Yeah, I'm going to try really hard to close the door for fuck's sake.
Okay. Frankly, closing the door is just a basic action. No roll needed or anything this time because it's not broken right now. Well, it's broken, but it's jury rigged, so it's working just fine.
I just fucking punch the command.
And then foam. Go ahead and make a foam shot roll.
Make a foam roll. That is a 13. That's a big success.
Okay. great. You fully encase the remaining barnacles and the airlock slides closed.
Beautiful.
And you all are safe.
I point in the direction away from the other barnacles in this hallway. So let's go that way.
I was going to say, how are our flare gun barnacle buddies doing?
Actually, now that you look over there, they've abandoned the flare gun, like it, because it burned out.
Mm.
They abandoned it, but they also didn't come at you all.
We'll take it.
All right,
let's go.
Is there a vac suit in this space that I could steal a boot from?
Give me a scavenge roll.
There's some singed ones over there.
Yeah, I was gonna say, were there some on those coveralls?
I don't have scavenging, so what is that default to?
I have scavenging. Intellect.
Well, then you can scavenge.
I'll scavenge. Yeah.
Can we help each other? Is that a thing?
It is. I don't remember how to...
Will control F.
And Kels, what's your total going to be?
My total's going to be 40.
Mine's 44, so if you can help me...
Well, damn. All right.
I'm smart. It's the only thing I am.
The word help comes up 8 times in the book.
To cry for help.
And it's very grim. None of them are...
Help, I'm trapped in an RPG factory.
Assistance from another player. Here we go. Some examples of advantage are assistance from another player.
Mm, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, I'll say you don't both have to roll. Kells can roll with advantage.
Okay.
Do you want me to roll with advantage? Because Ray has a higher total.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
It's just like smarter.
Yeah. Sure. Then, yeah, yes. That's okay. Probably better than...
First roll... It's an 86. But second roll is a 9.
There we go.
Okay.
I swap out a boot. It probably looks really bad, but figure we're in a pressurized environment, so hopefully I can do it pretty quickly.
Yeah, you're fine in here.
Yeah.
What I really like right now is that my original notes for Dr. Ray Lachlan is that, quote, very high level of self-maintenance, self-awareness, graceful.
Yeah. Well, listen. Sometimes you panic and it's hard to be graceful when you're cutting your boot out of fart.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So you're just like the height of fashion right now.
Uh-huh.
Shut the fuck up, Chester.
Wow.
I do think Dr. Ray is slowly developing a dislike for Demir, not for any good reason, but because he keeps failing fear saves.
Incredible. Demir or every android?
Mm-hmm. Well, Demir is the only one this problem has been relevant with.
Incredible. Yeah, ideal.
But yeah, so very, very off his game today, Dr. Ray.
You all are through the airlock. You're in the main operations dome. There are the administrative offices, the recreation and eating area, supplies for surface trips.
Is there a way we can get on comms within this building and just like the intercom and be like, hi, we're here to help. If you're around, sound off and we'll find you.
Yes, you could do that.
I'd love to do that.
Can we also add in a thing of just like, if you haven't realized already, they go for heat source, so set something on fire and run away.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, sure, you can absolutely say all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Someone's like, this leaking gas line would be perfect.
Yeah, you get a couple of responses on the comms with people telling you where they are. Dr. Dowra reiterates that she and her group are in the infirmary. There's a couple who have hidden in their bunks. There is a small group that has hidden in the administrative offices. And then a last group, there's a bore, like a tunnel down.
Yeah.
For the actual mine shaft. Like the exploratory shaft here.
Yeah.
And some people have taken cover in the the entrance room to the shaft.
Okay.
All right.
If we have access to installation like schematics or whatever, is there a way that we can kind of like plan a route that takes us all of those places in a reasonable path?
Yes. Cool. The whole thing is kind of circularly laid out.
Uh-huh.
So it's very easy to do a loop and hit all those.
My suggestion is that we kind of use the infirmary as the, this is where we're gathering everybody before we all make our exodus together. And just have Dr. Dower and her group stay put.
That sounds good.
Moisha, you can't be here right now. I'm podcasting, sweetheart.
Also, I apologize for calling Demir a toaster, even though I realize it's a joke. My brain is just like, oh no.
Yeah, you've said something unbelievably racist.
Wow.
Okay. Now, we don't know that Demir doesn't also function as a toaster.
Try it and find out, Paul.
Real C53 moment.
Yeah, go ahead. Try it and find out, Paul. Yeah, I'm just going to get my camera phone out here for no reason.
We also don't know that Paul doesn't function as a toaster. So let's get the bread.
I'm going to need a frying pan.
Demir, sure, your internal organs will be warm enough. Yeah.
Okay, so you're rounding people up and then sending them to the infirmary.
Yeah,
that's yeah.
So do you have is there one of these areas that you'd like to go to first? You're closest, obviously, to the administrative office group.
Let's start there.
Yeah, let's start there. Given that we'll probably get access to admin bridge functions there, if anywhere. So maybe we can use those to help too.
Okay.
I do want to say that like during. As we're like proceeding down or whatever, if we see bodies that aren't like immediate danger of us being attacked by the barnacles on them, I am going to at least try to snag like their ID cards and stuff.
Okay. Yeah, I
because
guess
I'm an HR.
Yeah, to help with bookkeeping on who's
Still
with us.
I'll be
checking.
I know anyone.
Humans are like concerned about that shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll be checking anyone that isn't all horribly desiccated to make sure they are actually dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so you're heading down the hallway a little ways. You do come across another couple of crew who are dead. One of them, though, as you step closer, starts to twitch despite being covered in barnacles and kind of reaches out with his hand. It's...
How far away are we?
Close.
Are we within reaching distance?
Not...
Because I was going to say, I don't stay within reaching distance.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. Not within reaching distance. But, like, okay. You know.
Can we throw a rock to knock any particles that are on his face off and then go from there?
I do have a gun pointed at this thing.
Does the gun beep?
Ooh.
Yeah. You're using the shotgun. Yeah, the gun beeps.
Is that the Damn. Beep of this is a person you're not supposed to shoot?
Yes.
Okay.
He hasn't decided the person's a zombie now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if the guns can make, like, high-stakes moral decisions for us.
Right. Well, no, I wasn't.
Nope. I'm turning all of my critical thinking skills over to my gun.
It's a liability thing.
Guns don't kill people.
Androids who don't listen to their guns do.
Mm-hmm. Listen, the gun AI is still evolving, so until then, we want you to double-check anything it says.
Yeah. If you're going to shoot this person first, you have to click on all the pictures of motorcycles. Moss is just sniffing into their microphone.
They did attack Demir, because I was going to suggest that maybe Demir can go. Well, are there any on this guy's face?
I mean, yes. Like, they're... Mm. He's pretty, it's pretty thorough.
He's pretty thoroughly barnacleized.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, wait.
I do think we should just kill him.
I need to.
I mean, do we have a tricorder to scan for, like,
Yeah, you
heartbeat?
Do have a medical.
I have a medical scanner, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I
zoop him.
I kind of reach out my arms real far until it's within maximum range and scan.
he registers as living, technically.
As human living or as barnacle living? Because I feel like that's something the tricorder should be able to tell.
Yeah, how much of a foreign organism has intruded into him and how much of him is necrotized?
It does seem to be him. It doesn't seem to be a zombie situation, at least as far as you can tell. You haven't encountered zombie situations, I don't think.
So it scans as a living human, though.
It scans as a living human.
Does it look like removing the barnacle is going to remove a sufficient amount of chunk from this person to make them no longer a living person? Because in that case, I think we should just kill them.
It would be a delicate operation.
Oh my god.
Do we have like a haz suit or something that we can seal this person into?
I think they will eventually die if we seal them inside of something.
Well, but my thought is, like, let's kind of put them in a Ziploc baggie so we can demarnacalize them later, but not be dragging a bunch of loose barnacles with us everywhere.
Yeah, like, we could punch, like, a hole in there. It's not like the barnacle's going to get out of the hole. So lets they can breathe.
Based on what they did to Paul, I have a feeling this guy will be killed by the barnacles inside the suit, and also getting close enough, the barnacles will just attack us anyway.
Yeah, putting him in the suit would be a challenge and would rile up the barnacles to attack you all.
I think we should kill him.
Could one of us run past him? Is not a thing I can suggest in character.
What do you mean, run past him?
Oh yeah, you can get past him. The barnacles are fully focused on him.
Stand close enough that the barnacles start going, hey, a warm thing. That's probably one of the thing we're busy murdering, and start heading
your
direction.
We still have a flare gun.
Yeah, you can try it.
I think we're going to be fine here if we're quick and careful and less warm than the other things, but I think we'd like to save that flare gun for an emergency.
I'd like to save this living human person.
It's
weird that we've abandoned that objective.
I take Demir's flare gun and shoot a flare further down the
thank you,
hallway,
yes,
to try to draw it off, because I'm a fucking doctor.
Oh, but how living is the person?
We'll find out.
At least enough to ping the medical thingy.
Living is yes.
At least enough to ping the medical thingy, at least enough to lift his arms and your own.
Oh, I may have attributed some amount of zombieism to this.
Well, we'll find out together.
And that's why you're not the doctor.
I imagine Paul's going to find out the hard way, depending on how his arm copes.
Yeah, how is Paul's arm doing? Is it spreading?
Have you ever seen that movie Idle Hands?
No.
How does the flare gun work for the guys that are on this?
I don't like just a shooting roll, because, like, it's more about tricking them.
Intellect?
Yeah, intellect, biology. Yeah, I'd let you make an intellect biology roll.
Sure. All right. Rolling it. Not as bad as usual. Famous last words. As I said, 72 over 54. I done fuck up.
You set him on fire. No, problem, no longer a problem.
Yeah, the barnacles absolutely ignore the flare. They're very happy where they are.
I want to get this guy into a haz suit. We have one, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, I have one.
Okay.
Even if no one else does. Because
I'm
yeah.
willing to hand off my foam gun to somebody else and be like, listen, any of those things detaches from this guy, I want you to foam it.
Okay, cool. Who has a higher combat than 27? Because they should probably...
Unfortunately, me. The highest combat.
But... I have 34, but I'm going to be going in with Oz here.
Well, okay. So do you want to put him in the suit and I'll hold the gun? Because that seems like an actually really good use of our skills.
I can try. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I will foam them if they pop off. You, hey, don't freak out. Okay, man? Don't.
When have I ever done that?
Just don't do it.
Just gives you a wink and it's
on. What role to stuff somebody in a suit?
Well, what happens once we get close?
Just, I feel like Dr. Ray is over there, like, scarecrow's like, right, I won't freak out.
The barnacles definitely, like, react to your presence, but they're, again, you're not bothering them yet, and they are happy where they are, so...
They're in Barnacle Fiji at this point.
I have a question.
They're warm and they're feeding. They're happy.
I have a stun baton. I'm assuming that's basically a fancy cattle prod.
Yeah.
In my medical opinion, is this person more durable than I think the barnacles would be when it comes to large amounts of electricity going through them?
I feel like no is my guess, based on the fact that the barnacles are probably conductive and there's a lot of them and they're healthy and he's been bitten all to hell.
Wait, yeah. I have a vibe. Shetty, can we chop the barnacles in half, like, from the top?
Just slice them off.
I don't want to get into doing the surgery here in the hallway.
Not, like, off the body, but just, like, sort of kill them while they're on the body.
You could certainly do that. That would take time, and especially to do it carefully enough that you weren't hurting him.
Mm.
It would also... upset the barnacles and they would likely attack you.
I was wondering if we could stun the barnacles to get them off him and like stomp
him. Yeah, if he were in much better shape than this, yes, probably.
Oh shit!
But he's in pretty rough spot right now.
We have a trank pistol.
Yes.
Trank pistols would be a depressant. Depressant would make this person be slightly colder.
Oh. I don't know. I feel like we don't want to depress his vital functions any further than they already are.
Yeah.
I was honestly...
Well, you're thinking, like, make him less of a tasty meal. Yeah,
make him less of a tasty treat. We're going to have to sedate him anyway at some point if we're going to get these things out, unless you want to pull them out while he's unanesthetized. No, for sure,
but, like, let's do that under controlled circumstances. I don't want to spend any more time in this hallway. I just kind of want to slide him into his baggie.
I will say that that's actually a pretty good idea.
All right.
I do think that would be an effective... way. It would also be a humane way to treat him.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, if it overloads his system, then he dies painlessly.
My first
thought when I was seeing this dude that he was alive and in a bad situation was that we should kill him and move on. Right. We've already spent so much more time than I wanted to in this hallway. Let's trank him.
Okay.
That does, to Dr. Ray and to Demir, that does actually seem like a legit
go for it
strategy.
Okay.
Okay. I'll just no need to roll or anything for that, because he's still and you can just shoot him at zero range and it just works.
Yeah. Good night, sweet prince.
How do the barnacles that are feeding on his juices or whatever? Does the trank do stuff to them?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it will make him unappetizing.
Okay, I didn't know if it also tranked the barnacles.
I don't think it would be high enough concentration to
sure
that.
Okay. They might bounce before that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I think
we've already shot a flare gun already down the hallway or whatever. There's like a source of heat over there that maybe isn't unappetizing.
Moss, give me a luck roll. Just roll me a d10.
Oh motherfucker. Okay, hang on. 5.
Okay, you trank him. He stops twitching quite as much and lowers his arm. The barnacles, after a minute, begin abandoning ship.
I am foaming them as they pop off.
Yes.
Ooh, smart.
Good move, because they were coming off with a vengeance.
They're like, this is gross. This is like licking a Nintendo Switch cartridge.
Exactly. They come off fast, and they are hopping right at you all.
Okay.
So you foam them?
Yep, I'm foaming them.
Okay.
Roll foamification.
Yeah, go for it.
That is a, oh god, it's a 65 over 64.
Oof.
Just.
That sucks.
Just so close.
That sucks.
Yep.
Yeah, they are, they're coming at you fast.
I attempt to shoot them.
I think we're going to do a speed check here.
Okay.
Cool.
I fail. I critically fail. I don't know if that matters.
That doesn't matter.
I succeed.
La-dee-da.
Okay. Everyone else?
I need... trying to find my speed number. I rolled a 47, which is close.
Speed is one of your main stats. It's right at the...
Yeah. My speed is 46.
No.
I did shockingly really well. I'm very happy with myself.
So,
I got a 3.
Wow. So does that mean Kells and Moss succeeded?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Barnacles are leaping. Foam is spraying.
Foamy barnacles.
Our hallway friend is taking a nice nap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like during our earlier conversation, I had already gotten out the vibe shetty just to like go, we could just chop them in half.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No problem.
So that is what I'm using, unfortunately.
Yeah, no worries. Okay. What do the two of you wish? You're chopping them in half.
I'm chopping. I don't actually know what to roll for that because it's not technically in weapons, but it does say it can be used as a weapon.
You have a couple of options. You could use athletics, close quarter combat. You could use military training. Rim-wise, actually.
Oh god damn it! I should have been giving myself a bonus to combat because the pulse rifle has one. If you also have a HUD.
Oh yeah.
Sorry.
I'm going to use military training as the only one of those I have.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's not going to be great. Let's see. Nope, that was very not great. I didn't do good.
Uh-oh.
I got a 98.
Mm. Oh, at least it wasn't a 99. That's fun times for wit.
You don't have follow through and cut through one of your comrades.
I'd also like to remind everyone that I still only have 26 out of 56 health.
Yeah, this might be a rough moment here.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
I just wanted Dr. Ray to die first, but okay.
I think we were all pulling for it. But I couldn't justify him just running in and brushing barnacles off this guy and getting killed. It was not in character.
Yeah, of course not.
Yes, so you swing your vibe shetty, it does nothing. It's a total whiff.
Vibes are bad.
Vibes are bad. Kells.
I feel like I don't have time to switch weapons or anything. I'm just going to try again with the foam gun, I guess. Just kind of take a step back and swing in a wider arc to get him. Here we go. Oh, God, son of a bitch. 80 over 64.
Oof.
It's a big no.
Yeah, big no.
I leave my comrades to die.
The barnacles leap. There's not a lot of them here. Because
there's one guy's worth.
One guy's worth, yeah. So I need everyone to make a single d10 roll.
Two.
Got a nine. Nine. Is nine good?
Two.
Okay.
Two twos, two nines.
Dr. Ray and Paul, I need some armor saves as the barnacles come straight for you.
I fail.
Checking my armor.
Literally twice my armor save. Mm.
Actually, I think I make it. I rolled a 44 on a 46.
Nice.
Got a high armor save.
The Teamster has really good saves.
Yeah, they're pretty even. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they start at 35.
This is why you want to be unionized.
There you go.
That's why we need unions in academia.
Problem is, you miss 2/3 of them still, because 30-something is still pretty low.
Uh-huh. You just got to get better.
Yeah.
Level up.
I'll do my best. All right.
Paul succeeded and Ray failed.
Yes.
Okay. Ray, you are going to take 22 points of damage as the barnacles begin tearing into you.
Ah, bloody goddammit, ow. Stumble backwards.
Shit, can we trank him?
Might have to.
Trank everyone.
And I need you to make a body save.
Neat.
Can I stim pack or automate myself in this exact second?
No.
I figured not. That was actually cocked. I still fail, it doesn't matter.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. All right. You're calcifying.
Which part of me?
There's a thing you can roll on in the book.
There's a thing I can roll. I rolled a 5. Torso.
Torso.
Torso. So, I don't think that that's going to add disadvantage to any rolls.
I have written torso is partially calcified.
Yeah.
That's the
Do
worst
I finally
part.
Have rock hard abs?
Yeah. Yeah, so it's bad, but it's not debilitating in any way.
Yeah.
So you don't want more of that to happen. But
no, I do not.
You're not hindered. So that's good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that if we put everyone on very mild sedation, not only will it help with stress and panic rolls, but also will be less appetizing to the barnacles.
I think we should figure this out after we finish killing the barnacles.
That's frankly not a crazy idea.
Let's do drugs about it.
Well,
that's not insane. You have to do it right, but that's not insane.
I'm in the situation where, like, Kells hates this idea. Oz is into it.
So the barnacles have gone and taken away a third of my health.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's Dr. Ray and Paul.
Am I allowed to use an item and fire in the same turn? I assume the answer is no.
Yes. Yeah, we're fudging this a little bit. Technically, you have two actions on your turn in Mothership. Since we're not really playing with like distance and movement, I'm kind of fudging that. But yeah, if you have two things you want to do,
Cool. I do the most RPG healer bullshit ever, and I stab myself with a stim pack.
Sure.
Yes.
I add 2d10 to my health and then increase some other stuff. It's neat. I got a temporary 18 hit points.
Nice.
Or I just get 18 hit points. That's not temporary. Sorry, need to actually write that down before I forget and roll the next thing. See, kids, all you need is drugs.
All you need is...
Oh, hang on.
And then I temporarily add 2d10 to combat and strength, which is plus 14 to each of those. And there's a duration, but I can roll that. Well, other people are going.
Okay.
So we don't have to have any more of the mechanics power hour. I am going to shoot at these fucking barnacles. Okay, so my modified combat is 48 plus my military training will get me to 58. And then I apparently have a bonus from having a HUD and the smart link on the pulse rifle.
Sure, yes.
So, well, I roll a 96 continuing my training.
Wow.
Buddy, what are you doing?
Rolling poorly.
Stop it.
The world wants Dr. Ray to die.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that was terrible. Paul, what are you up to?
I don't know. Just looking for the next way to get out of this room and into a safe room.
The safe room is probably the administrative offices that you're very close to, just down the hall. Do you want to run down there and get that open?
He's going to, yeah. Is there a way to prepare a door sequence, maybe?
How do you mean?
Just to make sure that we can all get through the door, have the doors automatically close behind us so that we can be well on our way to the administrative offices, I suppose, or an infirmary would also be good if we can access that.
Yeah, you could set it so that they're more responsive and censored to open for people and close right after. Yeah, you could. Yeah, sure. I think you could whip that up.
That would be good.
So yeah, make a engineering check.
I appear to be missing my hundreds or my tens place.
Uh-oh.
Oh, found it.
Okay.
It was disguised as a D20. Oh my God, you guys. Okay, here we go. Well, I rolled a 50, so not spectacular. That's going on to a what kind of roll?
I forgot what was even happening.
Setting the door sequences.
Yeah, setting the door sequence. Engineering. Yep.
Okay, so we're adding 50 to intellect? Or no, not 50.
No, you're 15. You're trying to roll under intellect plus
intellect 15. Plus 15. So that 50 is over that.
Okay. Okay. So you aren't there yet. You'll need to try again and keep working on it. But you're on your way. New round. And I will say on this round, they are, while they initially lashed out, they are now, some of them are starting to head over towards the fire. So I will let you know that.
Okay.
The fire is somewhat effective.
So speed checks?
Speed checks, yes.
I finally succeed a speed check.
Wait,
I had a question real quick.
Yeah.
For the stim pack, it says to increase like combat and strength by 2d10 each. Does that mean I actually roll it twice? Or do I just take the one number and apply it to both?
I would do it twice.
Okay, then I'll apply it to strength because I haven't used that one yet. Since I already used the bonus to combat.
Wait, what?
I already used my 2d10 bonus when I rolled combat last turn. I haven't used strength, so I'll reroll strength.
And got it.
That one's just plus 12. And it's going to last for 7 hours if I don't get eaten immediately.
Yeah.
You got a 3 on my speed check.
3. Great.
75.
Bummer.
95.
Wow.
Bummer.
Oh, how the tables have turned.
Ian, what'd you get?
I got a 5, so I super succeeded.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, Dr. Ray and Paul?
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Ray, you still have a couple on you?
Yeah. Can I use my pulse rifle to attack them? I don't know how this works. I want to get them off of me, and then I want to shoot them. I don't know if that's one action or two.
Sure. This turn, you would be the getting them off of you part. You could use it as like an improvised weapon to like scrape them off.
Is that any more effective than me just grabbing them?
Mildly, yeah.
Okay, I will do that then.
Okay. You can make a combat thingy roll.
Okay, can I use military training?
Yes.
We're gonna 58. 14. So I 14. Succeed.
You sure do. Mm-hmm. Okay. You are scraping them off, and it's pretty effective. It hurts a lot. It's like, you know, ripping several knitting needles out of your chest, but hey.
Yeah.
Better than the alternative.
Just like a regular Friday night.
Do I do any damage to them or myself?
No. Well, yes to them, but don't worry about rolling.
Okay.
It's, you know, incidental. Yeah. So I'm going to say that takes up your whole turn because you're just, you know.
Yeah. Takes a while to get knitting needles out of yourself.
Kind of brushing them all off.
Yeah.
Paul.
Continuing with trying to get a door sequence for.
Yes.
Locking all the guys out.
Yep. Okay. Go for it. Engineering roll.
62 is not going to do it.
Nope.
No.
It's tricky.
Mm-hmm.
So now they go. Most of them head off towards the fire. Although a couple are still keen on Dr. Ray.
What? So, armor save?
Yeah, armor save, please.
96.
What is happening to us?
Oh, this time they didn't do much. Only 7 points of damage to you.
Okay.
I rolled real bad. And now Oz and Demir.
I mean, I'm still going vibe shatty.
Okay.
If it doesn't work once, it's definitely got to work one of the 8 other times that I try it.
Uh-huh.
This could be the day.
That's how math.
That's how computers work. That's a 77.
We're not doing well with this.
No, this is a rough one.
Mm-hmm.
So, which ones were you going after in that vibe, Shetty?
A cluster.
A cluster fuck?
Hopefully not the cluster that is attached to me.
No.
I chop was, Ray in half.
It was a critical failure.
I yep. live
in fear.
And Oz.
Okay. Have we got the door behind us open yet?
You could open it at any time.
I thought that was ahead of us.
What Paul was working on was sequencing all the doors in this place to more easily cut off
okay.
critters trying to follow you.
I think we should just drag all of us through the door and close it and go from there.
You can do that.
Well,
what if you kill this thing that was on me?
Okay.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't have a... I mean, I can foam you.
Not quite what I meant.
Well, would you prefer the SMG, the shotgun, or the frag grenade?
I was thinking tear off of me and then stomp on it.
I can try that. I'll try that. What should I roll to try that?
Combat? Strength or combat plus, okay. plus military training.
Cool. That combat plus military training is 59... And that is a 23.
Okay. Yeah, you rip off the last one.
Woo-hoo.
The one that was being extra ornery.
Mm-hmm.
And squish it.
Great.
That's why you're the combat specialist.
Yeah. That's why I'm the combat specialist.
Yeah. Okay. So you all are in the clear now, sort of.
I
could rush into the administrative offices.
I run over to the guy that is down that we were ostensibly yeah. trying to save.
Yes.
Is he still with us?
He's still with you.
I didn't chop him in half with my vibe shetty.
You did not chop him in half with the vibe shetty. He's snoozing. He doesn't look so great, but definitely still alive.
I'm going to attempt to change that.
Which part of that are you attempting to change?
The snoozing and the not looking so good to looking better, not to being dead. I would like to jab this guy with a stim pack and shove a, or do whatever the real healthy, helpful thing would be, to shove an automed down his throat.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm going to say we'll end combat there and you can, because the rest of them are either distracted or just ignoring you enough that you can sneak past them.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the fire that got set. Okay, so yeah, you dose the wounded miner and drag him into the administrative offices.
Great.
Sweet. Does the Stimpak wake him up?
Kind of, but he's still in a he's also kind of blacked out from pain.
That's fine.
Okay. As a heads up, the automed will give him plus 10% to body saves.
Okay.
To repel disease or poison.
I'm just going to say that he's in a mostly stable position.
Okay. Great.
Inside the administrative offices, you find four other mining crew.
Okay.
One of them says, oh, thank goodness you're here. Oh my gosh, it was... They're coming in everywhere. Have you seen what they've done out there?
Yes. Yep. Nope, it's the pits. How are you all?
Well, someone wanted to go tour the temples. I don't,
If we could have been here instead.
What do we do? How do we?
Like, I do think we should take these people to the infirmary space.
Yes,
obviously.
That's my plan.
Yeah. And that's the next thing we should be doing.
Yeah. All right.
All right. So we'll wrap it up there.
Xeno Attribute is a primary attribute spinoff. It has been brought to you by the people you just heard. Visit us at primaryattribute.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. Mothership is by Tuesday Night Games. Logo by Adam, editing by Wit. Thank you all for listening.
With special guest star Radar the Cat as Campbell the Cat. Theme music is Igni by Scott Buckley, released under a Creative Commons 4.0 license. Check out his work at scottbuckley.com.au. We'll see you next time on Xeno Attribute. Paul, how'd Paul do?
I'm sorry, on what roll?
I'm sorry, I'm not. I blanked on something.
I did not meet the speed.
Sorry. I jumped ahead a moment and. Yeah. I got out of order. It's all good.
Wit has become unmoored from the time stream.
I've become unmoored from the time stream.
Wit beat the speed checks.
Not again.
God damn it. Okay.